Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are jumping right into a central challenge.
Right, a big one.
For pretty much every organization in complex B2B sales, you're investing so much in this world-class content.
White papers, analyst reports, the works.
Exactly. And the whole point is to drive results. But what if the right people, the decision makers with the budget, never even see it? Your content is basically invisible.
And without visibility, there are no leads, no conversions, and, you know, no revenue.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Our mission for this deep dive is to get into the strategy that solves this problem, B2B content syndication.
And it's so urgent right now. We have to start with the why. There's been a massive shift in how people buy.
You mean they aren't just coming to our websites anymore?
Not first, no. The modern B2B buyer, I mean, they consume something like 10 to 20 different pieces of content before they'll even think about talking to a salesperson.
10 to 20, wow.
Yeah. They're doing all this self-directed research, so you have to meet them out there on trusted third-party sites, and that's syndication.
So, just to define it clearly, we're talking about taking our best content and distributing it across other platforms, news sites, industry hubs.
Exactly. You're leveraging their trust and their audience to expand your own footprint. You meet them where they already are.
So the main goals are pretty clear. First, increase brand awareness. But more strategically, it's about generating high-quality leads.
Mm-hmm.
And really, getting a better ROI on all that content you already paid to create.
And you have to, because the traditional methods, they're falling short.
How so?
Well, organic search is slow. Social media algorithms are, you know, completely unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And ads are just getting more and more expensive.
So this is more of a surgical approach.
It is. It places your specific white paper right in front of the specific person who needs to see it. The CSO, the IT director.
And that trust factor is key. If they see your report on a site they already respect.
It has instant credibility. It's seen as research, not just marketing. Which is huge.
Okay, but you can't just syndicate anything. So step one has to be picking the right content.
Right. And the sources are very clear on this. It has to be high value, educational.
And it must solve a real buyer pain point. This is not a sales pitch.
Absolutely not. The things that work best are like analyst reports, deep dive case studies, webinars that actually solve a problem.
Stuff for that mid-funnel buyer who's actively looking for answers.
Exactly. Which leads right into step two, choosing the partner, the platform.
This is your gateway to the audience, right?
It is. It could be a tech review site, an industry publication, a lead gen database. The most important thing is that their audience matches your ideal customer profile, your ICP.
Okay, and this is where it gets really interesting for me. Step three is the targeting. This is more than just casting a wide net.
It's a spear. Precision is the name of the game.
And we're going way beyond just industry or company size.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about two key data types now. First is technographic data.
Meaning what software they use.
Exactly. So you're not just targeting IT managers. You're targeting IT managers at companies using Oracle ERP who are looking for cloud migration tools. That's the level of detail we're talking about.
That's specific.
And the second one is even more powerful, intent signals.
So this tells you what they're doing right now.
Right now. It knows they just downloaded a competitor's white paper or that they've been on three different pricing pages in the last day. It signals real urgency.
Hitting them at that exact moment of need, that's a huge advantage.
It is. So once you have that targeting, you move to step four, which is distribution. It could be on the partner site, in their newsletter.
And this is where the gated form comes in. Step five.
Mm-hmm. That's the key. They give you their information name, business email, job title to get access to the content.
And what's crucial to understand here is that these are typically mid-funnel leads.
That's the most important takeaway.
Yeah.
They are seeking information. They're not, you know, ready to buy today.
Okay, so let me push back on that.
Mm.
Are we just paying, say, $50 a pop for tire kickers, people who just download everything?
That's a fair question. And the answer is no, if you do step six right.
Just
nurturing. You cannot just throw these leads over to sales. That's where it all falls apart.
Because they're not ready?
They're educated researchers, especially if you used intent data. But they need a proper multi-touch nurturing sequence. Email workflows, retargeting, personalized drips.
To move them from just being interested to being sales ready?
Exactly. The download is the starting gun, not the finish line. If you skip that, you've wasted the investment.
Okay, that makes sense. So if that's the process, let's talk about the different types. Syndication isn't just one thing.
Not at all. There's a whole spectrum.
You can start with free or organic syndication, like posting articles on LinkedIn or guest blogging.
Yeah, and that's great for general brand awareness, some SEO benefits,
yeah,
but you don't get that precise targeting or guaranteed lead capture.
Right. Then you have the main one we've been discussing. Paid or lead generation syndication.
That's the workhorse. You get guaranteed distribution to a highly filtered audience. It's the fastest way to fill the pipeline.
And then there's programmatic syndication. This one feels a bit more complex. How does that actually work?
Think of it as automation at scale. It uses AI and that real-time intent data to place your content across a huge network of websites and content hubs.
So it's like an auction.
In a way. The system bids in real time to show your white paper to the right person at the right moment, based on their browsing behavior, no matter what site they happen to be on. It's incredibly efficient.
And what about email-based syndication?
Still very effective. Mm. The partner sends your content to their own engaged email list. You get to borrow their brand trust and their high open rates.
So connecting this all to the big picture, the advantages seem pretty compelling. First, you just get better quality leads.
Way better. The filtering cuts out so much noise for the sales team.
And it fits perfectly with account-based marketing, or ABM.
Beautifully. If you have a target list of accounts, you can use syndication to warm up the key people on the decision-making committee before sales even makes the first call.
And I love this point. It maximizes the ROI on your content. That expensive report doesn't just die on your blog after a week.
Right. It extends its lifespan and keeps generating value, which spreads out that initial creation cost.
And ultimately, it should speed up the sales cycle.
It does, because the prospect is already educated. The sales conversation can start at a much higher level. It's more about solution fit and less about basic education.
Okay, let's get into some actionable best practices. To make this work, first, you have to get really specific with your ICP.
Beyond just company size, you need to know their tech stack. Are they a Salesforce shop or a HubSpot shop? What's their revenue range?
The more specific, the less wasted budget.
Exactly. And you have to vet your partners carefully, look for transparency, fraud filtering, and make sure they offer the targeting options you need.
A common mistake, I'd guess, is just going for the partner who promises the most leads.
The biggest mistake, volume over quality. 1,000 bad leads are so much worse than 100 great ones.
And the content itself needs to be educational, not a hard sell.
Always. And again, the single biggest error is ignoring the nurture step. You have to have that follow-up workflow ready to go. Case studies, product tours.
Otherwise, you're just leaving warm leads on the table.
You're abandoning them.
So let's talk measurement. Everyone's first question is about cost per lead, CPL. What's a typical range?
For this kind of targeted B2B lead, the data suggests it's usually between, say, $30 and $120 per lead, but that's just the starting point.
It just tells you the cost to acquire the contact info.
Right. You need a more holistic view. You have to track lead quality, how well do they fit your ICP, and then lead engagement. Are they opening your nurture emails, visiting your site?
But the metric that really matters, the one that proves ROI?
Is pipeline contribution. How many of these leads become qualified? How many turn into opportunities, and how many become closed won deals?
And you need to get feedback from the sales team, too.
You absolutely have to. That's the only way you know if it's truly working.
Okay, before we wrap, we have to address one common foe. Does content syndication hurt your SEO? People worry about duplicate content penalties from Google.
It's a valid concern, but it's mostly a myth. The answer is no, as long as it's done correctly.
How so?
Reputable partners use what's called a canonical tag. It's a little piece of code that tells Google, hey, this is a copy. The original is over there on the brand's main website.
So it gives credit back to the original source.
Exactly. Or they'll just post a summary and link back to your site. So there's no penalty. Your search integrity is safe.
So to sum it all up, it seems B2B content syndication is a really powerful, strategic way to solve that visibility problem and fill the pipeline.
It is, but with a big condition. It only works with high-value content and obsessive precision targeting.
And a solid nurturing plan.
So what does this all mean? We know these leads convert faster than a cold list, but they absolutely still need that nurturing. You're paying, let's say, $30 to $120 for a lead that has shown real interest, real intent.
Right. So the final thought I want to leave you with is this. If you spend $50,000 on a great syndication campaign, but you don't have that robust nurturing workflow ready on day one, How much of that investment are you really saving by cutting corners versus how much are you just wasting by letting those educated, interested prospects go cold? Question that definitely puts a dollar sign on follow through. Thank you for diving deep with us on BB content syndication.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.